Extra Extra is not live. Katy Perry is not as strong as Kesha. Celebrities are shitting their pants. Some random got a star on Hollywood Walk of Fame. And Paris Jackson does not party. All this and more with your hosts, Julian Gonzalez, Kate Raft, and Tina Persky. Let's get extra.
Extra, 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 extra.
Tina, did you have a stroke reading that?
Oh my God. It's early in the day.
It's one. Extra, 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 extra.
Hello, welcome back to Extra Extra, your favorite podcast. How do I know it's your favorite podcast? Because you tuned in to listen to me again this week. It's me, your host, Julian Gonzalez. Now, can you please follow me on Instagram at North Hollywood Jewels? If you're feeling like very festive this holiday season, you can Venmo me at North Hollywood Jewels. You know, it's so fun. Just send me a dollar. Dollars add up. You know, if every listener sent me a dollar, I would have $5. You guys, this week we had to bring a special guest on because, you know, events happened this week and the guests need to talk about it. And then the guests had to bring another guest because everyone knows I love this other guest. You know, I was in her home. And so it was fabulous. First, mm-hmm. The inventor of yellow. She's back.
I'm back.
Kate Raft.
Thank you so much for having me back. I had to come on this podcast because I...
Wait, we got to introduce the next guest first really quick.
I had to be on it, but you're right. Okay, this next guest, she's amazing. You're going to love her. She is my dear friend from high school. Julian has been in her home, as you know. Give it up for Tina Persky.
Hey, hey, hey. Thank you for having me.
That was good, Tina.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tina, for coming on the podcast early in the morning at 1 p.m.
I had a lot to do. Listen, all right, it's Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's God's day.
Okay.
It's the Lord's day.
Kate, get back to what you were talking about.
Okay, so Tina, you don't know about this, but I've been embroiled in a scandal.
It's a scandal? It's a feud? It's going to turn into a feud.
It's going to turn into a feud because I'm about to expose it on the air.
Right. Yeah. Oh,
no.
No, it's all me. I'm the only one who walks away from this looking terrible.
Yeah.
So I was, obviously, like everyone knows, I'm the biggest Extra Extra fan. Mm-hmm. And I listen to the podcast every week. But for some reason, I was listening to two episodes in a row. I fell a little behind. So I was like listening to the Rose Marzialli episode and the Kara Myers episode back to back. And their voices kind of like blended together in my head. And then I saw Kara in real life and I called her Rose. And this was like the first time I'd ever talked to her. Like I've seen her Kara around a bunch. I like know who she is. But I like called her Rose. And then for some reason, I still thought her name was Rose. She never corrected me.
Oh my God.
And then I sent a message to Rose being like, did I call you like... I don't know. I like sent a message to Rose about it. And then I was like, oh, fuck, Rose and Kara. Rose is not Kara. Like, this is not what Kara like looks like. The pictures are wrong. And then I was like, told Rose to ignore the messages. Then I sent it.
Oh, my God.
Then I sent a message to Kara. And I was like, I called you Rose. I'm so sorry.
Is it that big of a deal?
It was like, it wasn't that big of a deal. But it, to me, was the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to me. Because I don't really get embarrassed. Like, I like got my butthole waxed on stage on Friday and like that wasn't embarrassing. It was extra. Mm-hmm. But this was too extra. I would say like this was my too extra moment.
Mm-hmm. I should have listened to this podcast at least once before coming on.
A lot of people don't.
Yeah, a lot of people don't.
I know when a guest has listened to the podcast because Julian does like little tricks to like see if his guests have listened to it or not. And like it's always a toss up. It's like 50-50.
It's usually like 93% have not listened.
I'm always rooting for the guest to like finish your sentence when you like start a sentence and you're expecting them to finish it and then they do it wrong. Mm-hmm. Like I'm always sitting in my car being like, you don't listen, bitch. But mm-hmm. I do because I'm a super fan. I'm a super fan and I'm... embarrass myself very, very, and now publicly. Now yeah. It's a public embarrassment. Now,
it is.
Now you all have to bear witness to my humiliation.
So, moral of the story is:
don't call people by the wrong name, and don't be.
And listen to the podcast when it comes out.
Listen to mm-hmm. it when it comes out. Absolutely. And I would like to formally apologize to both Kara Myers and Rose Marzialli,
who both won't hear this because they both don't listen to the podcast.
rate. Perfect.
Is Kate your only listener?
Okay, Kate's like my number one listener.
And you never shout me out ever.
That's rude.
I always shout you out though on like my Instagrams.
I know, but I never get a shout out on the pod.
Shout out to Kate Raft. Because I usually shout out like people that I don't know that are listeners. Like, you know, like shout out to my girl at Yo Susie, who I did post today on my Instagram because she did for Halloween dress up like Britney Spears and do a Britney Spears impersonation. And today is Britney Spears' birthday. So I said, at Yo Susie and her homegirl, I said, can I post it? And here's the thing. Before, because Yo Susie is a private account. So if you type in Yo Susie Instagram, you're not going to see anything. But her profile picture looks like a Rock of Love girl. And I, oh, wow. When she accepted the friend request because she was following me, I opened her pic. She looks like a Hill star. I texted her. I said, girl, I don't want to offend you, but your profile picture, you look like a Rock of Love girl. You're giving me Heidi Montag in your photos. And she said, well, I am a Rock of Love girl, but a lot of my coworkers follow me, so I have to be a Hill star.
She was on. Stop. Wait, just.
No, she's not. She what? Just looks.
I get it. I feel like I know exactly what she looks like.
I want to look like a Hills girl.
We never will.
We never will.
Yeah, you guys do look like Rock of Love girls.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Tina, if you could go on like a dating reality show, like which one would you do? Like She's of like, the famous people dating shows.
I would do Flavor of Love. Shout out to New York.
And I still love New York too. So New York, next time you're in Pomona at the little gay bar, just come on down to Studio City and come on my podcast.
Yeah.
How easy is that? Pomona to Studio City. It's only
Does
like
she
an
live
hour
in
and
Pomona?
Half.
That's so far.
She lives in Pomona.
No, but like once a month she always goes to like show the gays love at the gay barn at the gay club in Pomona.
Have you been?
Pomona? No, absolutely not. I've not been to Pomona since I was 20 because I used to go all the time to the Glass House to see shows. But, you know, then I realized, you know, my dumbass cannot be driving that much back and forth. I'm getting too old, okay? You know, you like when you go up too high in the sky and flying or you drive too long in cars, you know, you do get puffy.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. I agree.
You got to watch the puffiness.
I'm puffy now from driving over here.
Yeah.
Tina drove all the way from Miracle Mile.
And Tina, I was going to ask you to bring me some cookies, but you know, I didn't.
You should have.
You know, I love milk jar cookies and you live right across the street.
That's right, baby.
Yeah, baby. Dox her.
You guys, let's get into top five. Now, these are the top five stories of the week. Tina, why?
She doesn't know. Why?
Because Julian said so.
Because Julian said so. Top five stories of the week.
That's not even right.
Isn't that what you say?
No, it's because my opinion is the only one that matters.
Because his opinion is the only one that matters.
Kate, do you even listen?
How do I know you're listening? How do I know this is your favorite podcast? Because you're listening to it.
Okay, she got it. It's the
Should
end
I
of,
leave?
Yes.
It's the end of an era. SpongeBob SquarePants creator Steven Hillenburg died at 57. Nickelodeon tweeted, "We are sad to share the news of the passing of Steven Hillenburg, the creator of SpongeBob SquarePants. Today, we are observing a moment of silence to honor his life and work." Now, Steven was battling ALS, and he is survived by his wife, Karen. Of course, her name's Karen. She's white. And their son, Clay.
Clay? Oy.
What's wrong with Clay?
Just a weird name.
Yeah.
That's a dead
How
man,
old
so.
Is he?
He was 57.
No, the kid.
Oh, probably 11 or 19.
That's pretty young.
11 or 19.
57's pretty young.
I know. That's very young. But he had ALS.
R.I.P. really to him. And shout out to Karen and Clay. And
our hearts are with you.
Our hearts are with you. And if
but you know,
need anything.
And my heart is with their money, too. So if you need me to babysit Clay, okay, if Karen needs a new husband, you know, I will go straight.
You will go straight.
Wow.
Good for you.
If Clay is of age and he is a homosexual.
Honestly, you go for Clay if he's gay and I'll go for him if he's straight.
Perfect.
Great. Even if he is 11.
Tina is a pedophile.
Oh, no. Oh, that's my favorite song from the Ramones.
Tina is a pedophile.
Yep.
Hey.
You guys,
hey.
Now this is still part of my first story. In a related story, the highly anticipated music video for Ariana Grande's latest single, Thank You Next, dropped Friday. And in the true gay icon fashion, George Homework Bush died. It does not fail. Every time Ariana Grande drops a song, album, or a music video, someone who is not an advocate for the gays dies.
Is that true?
Yes.
What was the last one?
Okay, so when she first released her single, No Tears Left to Cry, who died? Avicii, the same day. When she released her album.
Was he against gay people?
Like, you're just making this up, right?
No, it's actually, it is science.
It is science. He did die because wow. I received a lot of backlash from Twitter, and I'm just going to drop from my network that doesn't do shit for me because I tweeted that Avicii was trying to steal Ariana Grande's shine by dying on the same day as her single release, and then all his
that
fans.
That is so offensive.
Also, your network, I don't know what that is, but their
podcast network.
Yeah.
She still doesn't know.
Yeah. We don't know them either because they don't do anything. They upload my podcast late every week.
I don't know her.
Anyways, then when she released her album Sweetener.
Love that album. Love
Never even listened to it.
You don't like Sweetener.
You don't like
he's a dangerous woman.
I'm a dangerous woman stan. And the thing is, I didn't like her, the single she released from Sweetener, so I did not listen. To me, she woke up on the front of the album cover finally, but she was asleep during those singles. So no, I did not
it is
it.
Good. And you're God on the, you're woman, on the wrong that side the, of history. You don't like it because there's a song called God is a Woman and you hate women.
You hate women.
He hates women.
At North,
you heard it here first.
North Hollywood.
Breaking news: Julian Gonzalez, the famous podcast host, has announced that he hates women. You heard it here first on E News. I'm Juliana Rancic.
You look just like her.
I do.
Yeah, you look like you need a hamburger.
I'm very thin.
You're too thin.
Do I sound very thin? If you haven't seen me, just picture a very thin woman.
And then comment taste with the hands up emojis on her photos.
Taste.
Plug your podcast, your Instagram.
At Kate Raft, CAITRAFT, taste. Oh, don't write taste. That's not part of my handle. That was just like a word I said.
Lady Gaga famously said over and over, there can be 100 people in a room and 99 will believe Kesha and Katy Perry won't.
Do you know about this, Tina?
No.
This
newly released court documents reveal the text messages that Kesha and Lady Gaga exchanged about Katy Perry in February of 2016 amid Kesha's legal battles with Dr. Luke. Now, I and Kate are going to reenact it. Ugh. Kate, pull it up from my Instagram.
Amazing.
Obviously, you're going to be Kesha and I'm going to be Lady
Gaga. Oh my God. Who knew that I couldn't say Kesha's name?
Yeah, you really had
you also
a hard
couldn't
time
say
that.
Who was the last person. You couldn't say their name also. It was like
Kate Raft, maybe?
No, there was someone and you were like, are you ready yet?
No, my internet's not working.
Oh.
Give me a sec. Why don't you just vamp, Tina? Tina, oh do sing
just,
a little song.
Just do like scat or something.
Yeah, Tina.
Scoot, do, do, do. All the she dogs and the he dogs. Oh my God. Oh, God damn it. Get it together, Jesus.
Tina, I mean, Katie. Keep
vamping. So if I made a music video like Ariana Grande, the movies I would have chosen are Dude, Where's My Car? Reenactment. Mm.
Fast and Furious 3.
Fast and Furious 3 reenactment. And what was the third
Tina,
one?
Tina, you told me this last night and I already forgot.
Shit. The third one was something good.
Queen
but
before. She did four.
Yeah, she did four.
She did?
I know what my four are.
Okay, go on. Then I know what my four are.
Okay, Titanic.
Yeah.
Scream.
Yeah.
Oh, Scream.
Men in Black.
Mm-hmm. Oh!
And When Harry Met Sally.
And mine are Obsessed, Precious.
Precious.
Yes.
The Greatest Showman.
Oh, fuck.
And Gravity.
That's really good.
Well, you really had those just like in your back pocket. Mm-hmm. So you
I
thought
like
about it a lot.
When Harry Met Sally could be the one where
well,
I
those are my
swap
four
out.
Favorite movies of all time. That's why.
I kind of want to switch When Harry Met Sally out for The Shawshank Redemption just because I feel like it'd be fun to do like a prison.
Oh, yeah. And I could see Tina doing Slumdog Millionaires.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Or The Wrestler.
Oh.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know.
Okay. So now it's time for Extra Extra Theater.
Yes. Your Kesha, go.
Okay. I'm really upset with Katy Perry.
Sad emoji face. Did you do something? Sorry. I meant her.
She could bring the whole thing to a head.
Did she?
But she won't.
Oh, right. Yeah, that is tough.
She was raped by the same man. It's sick.
She's probably really afraid to lose everything. You are really strong standing up to him. She's not as strong as you yet. Have you talked to her?
You're right. I need to find sympathy and empathy for her. She's so mean. It's hard.
Do you want me to see if I can talk to her? I know she's mean.
Are you friendly with her?
No. Oh, my God, no. She makes me angry about shit, but bye. I just tried to have empathy for her.
Ugh. I mean, I know why she's not coming forward. You are right and very insightful.
I mean, she probably hasn't even accepted it yet.
Maybe. It's not my battle.
Wow. So.
Wow. Who this was who? Like,
this after
was
these texts were leaked.
Dr. Luke.
Yeah. Dr. Luke raped Kesha and Katy Perry, allegedly. And Lady Gaga was brought into it because Kesha was tweeting Lady Gaga about it. So then Lady Gaga
was Lady Gaga
Lady
raped
Gaga was
too?
Lady Gaga, I mean, Lady Gaga was raped by someone else, as we know,
yeah.
Because she had her famous song, It Could Happen to You.
But doesn't she say she was raped by a producer she worked with?
But I don't think she ever worked with Dr. Luke.
I don't know if she ever said it was Dr. Luke.
I don't think it was, because if she
are
would,
you starting rumors?
If she would, if she would put it out there that Katy Perry was raped by the same man, why wouldn't she say I was also?
Yeah, true.
That's true. Yes.
But wait, after these texts were leaked, Al Gaga took to Twitter saying, Katy Perry and I have grown up in the industry together. We've gone through both celebrations and differences with each other. These are old texts. We've matured, gotten over the past, love each other, and share deep respect. Katy is my friend and is truly a kind soul. End of story. To which Katy replied, love you too, friend. Onward and upward.
So they used to have beef, but they've squashed it.
Yeah.
Doesn't Katy Perry have beef with everyone?
That's yeah, what I mean, talking to them.
Well, I kind of believe that, like, it seems like everyone has fought with Katy Perry. Like, maybe she, like, had a real mean streak about her for a while.
Maybe,
like,
and Katy maybe Perry is...
Maybe she's nice now, but she used to be mean. Or maybe she's still mean.
I think she's still mean. I'm going to take a stance.
I think she still is too, but as everyone knows, except for Tina, because she does not listen to the podcast... 3 weeks ago,
yes, this is
I
true.
Got into Teenage Dream for the first time, and honestly, it's the
which
best.
Is so ridiculous. Like, why did you? What took you like a decade? Like, hasn't it been like a decade since that came out?
What the fuck? I even am into it.
Okay, but here's the thing, because as everyone knows, one of the boys was like my album in my senior year, and then I went and saw her. Like the week after I graduated high school at the Palladium, and Katy Perry could not sing live.
Can't sing live.
Which was a shock to me as a fan. I was like, what the fuck? Because I didn't realize it was so heavily auto-tuned on her album. And so I took a stand in that moment. I will never listen to Katy Perry again. Had I heard bits and stuff from Katy Perry throughout the years? Yes, but I'd never listened to Teenage Dream.
Here's what's going to happen. You are going to be almost 40, pushing 40, and you're going to finally be like, Sweetener, yes.
Well, as everyone knows, I've never listened to Joanne either.
I mean, can't believe that. Joanne because, is...
yeah, but fuck Joanne because
did
Lady
you hear
Gaga,
what Lady Gaga said about Joanne? She did the Hollywood Roundtable, Actress Roundtable, and she said she wrote Joanne because she wants like a woman with a baby on her hip and jean shorts who's drinking a Pinot Grigio to listen to it.
What?
she was like, I wrote Joanne because like I picture this woman listening to it who had like a baby on her hip and jean shorts
so, like,
and a
Paltrow?
Bottle of Pinot Grigio. Like a country strong character or something. Like, wow. Clearly Lady Gaga, like me, has only ever lived in New York and LA. So, like, I don't, she has this, like, idea of how, like, everyone else in the country is. And it's like, I will say it, like, I'm ignorant as well, but I would never say that on a Hollywood table.
Yeah.
Hollywood
Reporter. I'm going to say here first, my homework this week, I will listen to Sweetener and I will listen to Joanne.
Are you
wow.
serious?
Yeah.
And
what
will you talk about it
mind?
On the next week's podcast?
Yes.
Okay, I'll listen.
I'll listen with you.
Because everyone knows I never listen to Joanne because Art Pop is my favorite album. And when Lady Gaga, she
it is the best Lady
Art
Gaga
Pop
album.
And did not do at least applause at the Super Bowl, I said, fuck your dead aunt. And I did not listen to Joanne.
I mean, I don't think you're wrong. Like, also, yeah.
Swine?
Swine is like
okay.
a fuck. Swine is, slaps.
Swine
slaps.
Is one of the best
Swine
songs.
Flu?
Swine is one of the best songs ever written.
Swine.
Okay.
Swine.
We get it.
I thought you liked my voice.
I do. I love it. But only when you sing like a little British boy.
I like the part of Swine where it's like. You know what I'm talking
is she,
about?
What is she gargling?
I don't know.
Semen.
It's so good. Remember when she made the perfume that smelled like blood and semen? I wore that for like a full year. Do you remember that?
Kate, now that 2018's almost up, what's your color going to be next year? Because you were beige in like 2015.
Yellow is not going anywhere.
So it's yellow now forever.
Well, when I was beige, I said beige would last forever. Sometimes
yellow will be fading.
Life
shortly.
Is what happens when you make plans.
Yeah.
Excuse me?
God laughs.
God laughs.
El Gaga laughs when you make plans.
Yeah. There's a new B-list feud brewing between Cardiovascular and Jamila Jamil. Honestly,
Cardiovascular?
Yeah, Cardiovascular. That's Cardi B's full name. Honestly...
Oh my God.
Cardiovascular?
Oh my God.
Wow.
Honestly, I don't know who the second woman is, but Jamila took to Twitter to write, they got Cardi B on laxative nonsense detox tea. God, I hope all these celebrities all shit their pants in public the way poor women who buy this nonsense upon their recommendation do. Not that they actually take that shit. They just flock it because they need more money. Cardi B, who was sitting at home bored instead of trying to learn how to sing and dance at the same time since she's always out of breath lip syncing at award shows, replied, I will never shit my pants because there's public restrooms everywhere. Ooh, ambushes.
Cardi Bascular. She...
I'll take a stance.
Funny. She's funny.
I like her.
Who?
Jamila Jamil.
Cardi B.
Yeah.
I mean, I like her too, but she really needs to get on a treadmill and start running and singing at the same time, because she lip syncs at award shows and she's out of breath. I'm like, girl, you're lip syncing. Why? Really? Why is your lip sync not matched up, honey?
I'm against.
She's trying to dance. If Beyonce can get on a treadmill for 20 years and sing and dance at the same time, Cardi, step it up. You're only 25.
There's, yeah, I didn't know really Cardi was a dancer.
She's not, but she tries to do her little twerking and stuff. But she gets out of breath.
It's just like, sit down and
the only up. I feel like the only person I'm cool with lip syncing is Britney. Like I
most celebrities lip sync, and that's fine.
But I never. I'm not like against lip syncing, but I really hope Britney never has to ever sing again. I hope she. Won't. I hope she only lip syncs. Well, for the
I
rest
don't
of
know
her
if
life.
She can.
She's
sing.
Done enough. Like she deserves to just lip sync.
Yeah, I mean, Britney,
she's done
like,
enough.
Fucked up her knee for us. Okay,
Britney did so much for us.
She's given herself
she's
to
given
us.
Every part of her body to us,
mm-hmm. And we did not respect it. Mm-mm.
Now, Lady Gaga did say in, yeah. What did Lady Gaga say in that song? You can have my body, but you can have my mind or whatever, remember?
Yeah.
So she wrote that in honor of Britney Spears.
R.I.P. Britney Spears.
She's still with us, but
yeah,
always. I hope she's always resting.
She's not. She's always dancing.
I hope she's always resting and in a peaceful state of mind. Yeah. Rest in peace, Britney. Even though you're still alive, you can still rest in peace.
Mm-hmm. Yes. That's true.
Do you think her Malibu house is okay? Doesn't Britney have a Malibu house?
I think it's fine.
I don't know. And honestly, I don't care.
I don't care either.
Jinx. Baby.
Okay.
Can I talk yet?
Yeah, go.
Okay. Sorry.
I need a vodka and cranberry right about now because Paris Hilton revealed that she turned down a reboot of The Simple Life due to her hectic schedule. Quote, they actually approached me to redo it again, but my schedule was so insane that I didn't have time to do it. So I said no, but it would be pretty epic.
She makes so much more from DJ gigs than she would ever do from a
and
reality
from
show.
From her, all her products.
Yeah.
As we know, she has like stores and other in
she's
other countries.
She's so international. Like, obviously, we know she's famous here, but internationally, she's still like one of the top celebrities.
Yeah. I didn't think she was that famous anymore.
No, she's like secretly one of the richest people. She's like does so well.
Because she just goes to Ibiza.
Yeah,
and
she's
gets paid
super
like
famous like, in Asia
in
too.
Asia, the Middle East, like all those countries, like they're like she's like American royalty there. Like they think like she's the queen.
Yeah, she's still like mid 2000s famous everywhere except for here.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I feel good about that. I love her little doghouse.
But I liked her reality shows. Like, she would be like, it'd be fun to watch her again. I just don't think it's like she would do it.
You know how we had like Paris Hilton, my new BFF?
Yeah, that show was great.
We need Paris Hilton, my new count. And we need to find Paris a count to marry. Because as we know, she broke off her engagement to that.
She should marry Luann's ex-husband.
Oh, the count. Yeah. But she doesn't need money. So
I know,
kind
but she
of
needs
like,
a title.
Yeah,
because what's the next thing if we're heightening Paris Hilton's life? A title.
She needs a title. She's single now.
I know. Harry, dub Megan and get with Paris.
Oh, that would be a great matchup.
Now, everyone knows I love Megan because we're both from LA, but sorry, girl. Take your twins and go. We got to get Paris.
Megan has twins?
She's pregnant with twins, allegedly.
Wait, twins?
Twins.
Do you think it was IVF or she got pregnant naturally?
Do you think she's pregnant during the wedding?
I think she's pregnant during the wedding.
I do
and
too.
I think that the queen is secretly going to try and like bump her in the stomach so she like miscarries one and only has one. Because as we know, the queen probably does not want another man being born because she wants a queen. As we know, the queen said she's holding out for that she will not die because she does not want her son to get the throne. She wants, who's the little princess?
Charlotte.
She wants Charlotte to get the throne.
Oh my God, I love that about the queen though. But I thought she already stepped down, so.
No, she's still the queen
until she dies.
She's still driving that Range Rover, crashing into
and she's still
with
drinking.
Her corgis.
She drinks every meal. She still has to drink every meal. She's an alcoholic. She is. As we know, she was out one night trying to like walk in her garden, and she was intoxicated, and she like had a firearm on her, and she saw a guard walking and thought it was an intruder and shot at the guard.
Oh, my God. I did not know about
that. I guess what rich people can do.
Yeah, rich from taxpayer money.
Wow. Hot take.
My favorite actress, Katherine Heigl, turned 40 years old and had some words of wisdom to share with all of us. Now, this is a doozy, you guys. It's long, so please stick around. As you know, I do not edit my quotes.
Okay.
Well, I am officially 40 years old. I know you're going to think I'm full of it, but the truth is I'm pretty damn thrilled to be 40. For one thing, as my mother always says, getting older is better than the alternative. Too true, mother. Too true. For another thing, 40 feels to me like a certain kind of freedom. Freedom from all the self-doubt, insecurities, self-loathing, uncertainties, and anxieties of my 20s and 30s. Not to say I still don't have those moments, but I just feel like 40 makes me older and wiser, steadier in my convictions, more certain of my strengths, more forgiving of my faults. I've spent the last 5 years of my 30s doing work to evolve my mind and spirit, to move my heart towards a more profound and loving expression of my best self. I've read, studied, explored, and practiced ways to expand my understanding of myself and the world around me. I've clarified my deepest desires and found that all I really crave is well-being for myself and those I love. I know there's a certain stigma attached to 40. I've had plenty of well-meaning acquaintances and even strangers tell me not to worry. I still look great. Or soon you'll be 50 and that you'll feel really old, or youth is so fleeting, isn't it? I guess I kind of feel like it is all about your frame of mind, and I've made up my mind not to let a number determine how I feel about the way I look or what my value as a woman in society is. I've decided I will let the number and everyone after it determine the stride I make, the enlightenment I seek, the compassion I show, the beauty I radiate from within that grows and expands with life experience. I'm stronger, better, more grounded, and courageous woman today than I and I will do my best to continue to grow so I can say the same thing at 50, 60, 70, and beyond. It doesn't hurt that I am surrounded by so many inspiring people who love me and support me through this life. Without them, well, I'd still be floundering around in uncertainty. Okay, I'm done pontificating now.
Wow.
Are any
Tina
listeners?
Tina was on her phone and Kate is crying.
Did one of the Grey's Anatomy writers write that? Because it was not that good.
I love how hard Kate laughs at her own jokes.
I'm funny.
Is anyone still listening on this podcast? Because that was boring.
Oh my God. Can you imagine writing that many words about turning 40?
And it was on an Instagram post.
Also, like, fuck Katherine Heigl.
What?
Oh my God, dagger eyes.
Team Katherine Heigl forever.
Everyone knows my favorite movies of all time. First are any J-Lo movie, and second, any Katherine Heigl movie.
Is her new movie out? The J-Lo
I don't think it's
one?
Out yet.
No, it comes out the 16th. I'm going to see it.
Can we see it
at midnight?
Second act. No, midnight. I'm old. I'm going 8 o'clock on the Thursday.
Can I come?
Yes.
I am
can
so
we go
excited.
Go to the Americana and go to the Cheesecake Factory.
Yeah, I would love.
I would
to.
Die to do that. That sounds like the best day.
Yes.
Anyway, yeah, that was too long, and I mean, you know, I'm team Katherine Heigl because, you know, I love a difficult woman. Mm-hmm. I love someone that is divisive.
Mm-hmm. Is she acting still?
Well, as we know, last year she was in one of the best movies I've ever seen called.
You don't remember?
I forgot what it was called, but honestly, it had Rosario Dawson or someone in it with her. And
I don't
honestly,
remember.
She had a tear in her eye the whole movie. And she had a ponytail slicked back so tight. You know, she had a facelift from the ponytail. I mean, it was acting perfection.
Oh, good. Wow, it was that but good. You can't remember the name of the movie.
You don't know the name.
It was like called like Unforgettable or something. Unforgivable, something like that.
Mm-hmm. Unforgettable.
Oh, I remember. It was like a drama, right?
Yeah, it was like a thriller.
Katherine Heigl's great. And Tina, you have to show some respect.
If it wasn't for Katherine Heigl, like, we wouldn't have the thing that you like called acting. She created it.
She invented acting. I invented yellow. Like, some things are just facts. Yeah. Look it up in the encyclopedia.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. But I don't like her.
Okay.
Is it because she talked shit about 40 or not for knocked up?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, were you in it?
Yeah.
You played the baby?
I was Seth Rogen's character. I was his stunt double.
I want to get into a new segment called Whose Would You Rather? Okay, this week, both Selena Gomez and her kidney and Miley Cyrus have released a collaboration this week. Selena released the SG by Puma Athleisure Collection, Strong Girls, which includes graphic jackets, faux leather accessories, mesh tops, and luxe velvet catsuits, plus the star of the collection, the SG Runner, a rose gold chained sneaker personally designed and constructed by Selena Gomez herself.
She constructed it? Like she sewed the shoe?
That's what they said. Each pair. Okay. According to Puma's press release, Selena wanted to show today's girls that one of the most important qualities is strength and modeled her designs after her own personal style. Selena and her kidney opened up about the inspiration for her collection. Quote, I get really insecure sometimes. I go through weird ups and downs. But in general, I just want people to wear what they feel comfortable in. My assistant, she'll wear workout clothes every day, but she doesn't work out. It's just become a lifestyle and she loves it.
She's really like dragging her assistant. What?
She loves how she feels and she loves how she wears it. And I mean, that's what I want everybody to feel. She inspired me to do a lot. So that's the first collection.
Give your assistant a raise then.
Wait, that's the first collection. Okay, so would you rather that collection or Miley Cyrus dropped her second collection with Converse. The new 19-piece line is packed with vibrant hues and sparkly accents that are festive and fun. From brushed velvet high-top Chuck Taylors to Celestial-inspired bodysuits, Miley's design mission is to promote self-empowerment and independence amongst her fans.
Miley.
100%.
Yeah, any I choose day. Miley's.
Also, sorry, Selena, like, we don't need to know about your assistant.
It's like, if you're going to say that your assistant inspired the line, like, why didn't you give her part credit and
yeah,
money
for the line?
Yeah, why is
it called SG by Puma? It should be called My Assistant by Puma.
You stole from your assistant.
Yeah, and honestly,
you owe her more money.
Selena's assistant, if you're listening, shout out to me and I'll hire you a lawyer.
Oh. Yeah, you need a better lawyer assistant.
Yeah. Tina, plug your Instagram so she can find you.
Tina PPPP. Thank you. Four P's.
What do they stand for?
Personality, pickles, persons, and purple.
Beautiful. Let's get into Two Extra or Just Enough. Kate, take it away.
Okay, this is the segment where Julian's going to read a bunch of things that happened this week, and we're going to decide if it's too extra or just enough.
Great. Can't wait.
Kim Kardashian, who we know does not drink much, revealed that she was on ecstasy during her 2003 sex tape and also the first time she got married. Quote, the first time I did ecstasy once I got married, I did it again. I had a sex tape like everything bad would happen.
I have to say really quick, I broke this story for Us Weekly because I recap Kardashians.
Oh, you did?
And like, made that my headline because it was like not a big part of the episode, but I like made it like the headline of my recap. I was like, Kim Kardashian admits to taking ecstasy while
are you now trying
tape.
To plug your Us Weekly articles?
Yes, I have to do one tonight. Search Kate Raft Us Weekly. You can read all my articles.
Honestly, Kim, this is too extra. You cannot blame anything for your past, honey. Just own it and move on.
I think it's just enough because, like, you know what? We all do ecstasy sometimes.
It's too extra because we're still talking about the sex
yeah,
tape.
Yeah, it's like, girl, who cares about your sex tape?
And right? It is kind of too extra. Maybe I'm switching to too extra because like she is always like, why does everyone bring up this sex tape? But then she fucking brought it up.
Yeah.
She's still not as extra as Ray J is about the sex tape.
Agreed.
True. Well, Kid Rock appeared on Fox and Friends Friday morning from his bar in Nashville, Tennessee, and he said that he hopes that the country can become less divisive than it has been. Quote, it is so hard for people to get past the idea that we can disagree and still be cordial with one another, you know, and just walk, just talk about things without going for each other's throats. People need to calm down, get a little less politically correct. And I would say, you know, love everybody, except I say screw that Joy Behar bitch, everyone but her. Now, the host was quick to apologize to the viewers and got Kid Rock back on track. Now, Kid Rock insists he was just having a laugh. Quote, aside from joking, which I was, go out and hash it out with people and have your thoughts and ideas, but be able to still have a beer with them. Now, after that interview, Kid Rock's remarks have cost him his job as the Grand Marshal of Nashville's Christmas Parade, and he's been fired.
Too extra. Way too extra.
Yeah, it's too
Kid
extra.
Rock is too extra.
Yep.
Too extra.
Respect Joy Behar.
Yeah.
She's also putting like, in the work. She's
like the hepatitis that he got from Pamela is infecting his brain.
Too extra.
I just don't like him.
I don't like him either. Too extra.
Too extra.
Too extra.
Too extra. Too extra podcast.
Too extra.
On Friday, Lin Manuel Miranda was honored with a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Now he already has 3 Tonys, 3 Grammys, an Emmy, and a Pulitzer, but I've never heard of him. Quote, I feel like I'm, quote, I feel like I'm in a dream. Reports of my fame are still probably greatly exaggerated, but the fact that there is a star marking where I got to say these lines, referring to his performance of In the Heights at the Pantages Theater, what a dream come true that is for me. Too extra.
Everything about Lin-Manuel Miranda is too extra.
Honestly, I've never heard of him until when they had Hamilton. I mean, one thing, he gets a star in the fame. What about Sky Jackson?
Yeah, justice for Sky.
Well, controversy here, but not enough.
Or you mean just it's enough.
Shit. Pardon. Just enough. Because I was at the Pantages Theater and I saw In the Heights and I cried and I loved it. So I stand for Lin-Manuel Miranda.
But what else has he done? Because I've never heard of this man.
Moana.
Never seen it.
That's it.
You know, I heard he went to the Oscars tech rehearsal and he was the only famous person that showed up for it.
Why would he do that?
Because okay, he didn't know.
Too extra. That's bad.
Because he wanted to practice presenting an award.
That is too extra.
I heard this from a very reliable source, a.k.a. my husband, who was there.
Wow.
Honestly, this is too... I can name 5 people off the top of my head that deserve a star over...
Does Kevin Heigl have one?
I don't think so. Okay,
she needs one.
Catherine needs a star. Sky Jackson, Zendaya...
El Gaga.
Lady Gaga.
She doesn't have one.
What? Kesha.
I don't think Lady Gaga has
Kesha
one.
Needs a fucking star over Lin-Manuel.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Kesha's
I agree.
Taking down the whole patriarchy. She needs a fucking
everyone
star.
Everyone knows you can just pay $40,000 to get a star.
That's probably what he did.
Mm-hmm. Well.
Over the summer, cardiovascular got into a brawl at a strip club with stripper sisters Batty G and Jade, where Cardio was arrested for allegedly ordering an attack on the stripsters. Cardio and her crew threw bottles, chairs, and hookahs at the stripsters one early August morning. I'm only bringing up these hoes because Nicki Minaj dropped the music video for her latest single, Good Form, and hired the stripsters to twerk in the music video. Last we heard, Nicki and Cardio did cook their beef, but it appears Nicki is just not letting this one go.
I mean, Of course she's not. If she's going to get some more mileage out of it, Nicki's going to use
and
it.
And this is just enough. Honestly, Nicki can do no wrong to me. I love Nicki Minaj.
I think this is also just enough. I don't mind.
And you know what? She's hiring women to get money. Girl, do your job. I love it. She's a business woman.
She is. And I think it's.
And Nicki.
Just enough.
And Nicki, I've never seen Nicki out of breath when she's performing. So Nicki clearly listens to me and runs on the treadmill and practices singing at the same time.
She does listen to this podcast.
What is up with her not smiling with teeth?
What?
Isn't that
Nicki Minaj?
Yeah.
She doesn't smile with teeth.
Watch her on like a... like.
She doesn't owe you teeth, Tina.
Okay, I was just wondering if there was something I didn't know.
You're not entitled to see Nicki's teeth.
The only thing you're entitled to is to hear Nicki Minaj rap at her fat pussy. That's it.
Oh, Jesus.
Check your privilege.
Okay, again. I'm sorry.
Name 3 songs that Nicki does not mention her vagina in. You can't.
Can't.
Starships?
Oh, that's true.
That one's about starships. And how they're meant to fly.
Now, let me tell you. When I do starships at karaoke, it... is a hit. The crowd loves starships.
Cool. That's great.
That's too extra. That's way too extra.
I feel like you giving yourself a pat on the back for singing that at karaoke is too
extra.
We weren't
even talking about you or karaoke.
Well, I'm like Wendy Williams. I can make any story about myself. Okay.
Remember when she passed out?
Clap if you've listened to Julian do karaoke. That's my Wendy impression. That's me being Wendy having. That's bad.
Yeah, can you delete that?
Clap if you... No, I love when she asks her audience to clap if they've heard of something.
I know, they don't.
Is she in New York or LA?
New York. And I went and saw her when I lived there. I was in the audience.
Oh my God.
And I've never been to New York, so I've never seen her, but it would be a dream to see her.
I almost got to do an Ask Wendy, but they cut me at the last minute.
What was your question?
I was going to say, like, I believe in ghosts, but my boyfriend doesn't. He, like, doesn't support me.
Oh my God.
She would not have answered.
It was Halloween. It was a Halloween episode.
Finally, Paris Jackson is fighting back over claims that she is a partier and a drug addict. Radar Online posted an article dramatically titled, Jackson Family Terrified Rail Thin Paris Will Die From Drug Like Her Late Dad Michael. Ooh. Paris was undoubtedly shook and tweeted, Radar. The Radar article made me nauseous. Not one word in it is true. First of all, I was just with my family for the holidays and everything was so amazing. Secondly, Gabe is my bandmate and he's not even allowed in the Wallflowers. Thirdly, marijuana is legal and very good for you. I've never once given the impression that I'm someone who likes to party, but they're literally claiming I go out every single night. And because I'm an advocate for medical marijuana, they're saying I'm a hardcore addict. What the fuck? I've never once given the impression that I'm someone who likes to party, but they're literally claiming I go out every single night. And because I'm an advocate... Oh, wait. I've never read an article from Radar about myself that's actually true, but that is crossing the line. Just disgusting. How can anyone with a conscience be okay with creating such extreme and horrible lies about a 20-year-old girl? Jesus.
Just enough. Oh, I think it's too extra.
This is too extra. Like, leave Paris Jackson alone. Just let her be a model. Also, like,
I thought you were saying, I'm saying her response is just enough.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, totally. But Radar Online has no right to be like, you're a drug addict, like your dad. Like,
that's
like,
dark. That's so dark.
That's not his legacy. He wasn't a drug addict. He was a performer, and he probably suffered from mental illness and drug addiction. But
well, didn't he have like what half the country has right now, which is like an addiction to like medical opiates and stuff like that? Isn't that what killed him?
Yeah,
I thought it was a surgery.
Yeah, I thought it was a surgery
that he was on.
Oh, and then he
medication
was like,
for, and then he was overprescribed.
Oh, yeah,
because
the surgery was Joan Rivers who died from a surgery.
She died. Yeah. What was her? Was she getting like plastic surgery
in her nose?
Oh, yeah. She was getting that's so sad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just enough.
No, too. I mean,
just enough for her to respond.
Okay.
That
well,
way.
That's not what we're talking about.
It's just like a lot of math.
Yeah.
Too extra.
Too extra.
Too extra.
And this has been Extra Extra. Thank you so much for tuning in for another week to my listeners. And thank you so much to Kate and Tina for coming on. Do you have anything to plug or promote?
Yeah. You can watch my daily morning talk show that I do on Twitch at twitch.tv/JackAM, JackAM. You can follow me on Instagram at Kate Raft, CaitRaft.
No, I do not. Thank you.
And Tina, we end every podcast with our guests telling us the time when they've been the most extra. Now, please share a story of the time you've been the most extra.
One time I came back from Disneyland and shit my pants.
Beautiful. Until next time, follow me on Instagram at North Hollywood Jewels. Follow the podcast at 2 Extra Podcast. In 2019, make me famous. Okay, I really want to be a meme account. I'm trying really hard. So, listeners,
buy more followers.
No, see, I bought followers for my personal account and it didn't do anything. So I want to try and do it naturally for my podcast account. Listeners, tell all your friends, tag them in the comments. You know, make me famous. Get me a talk show. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. There could be 99 people in a room and only one of them has to believe in you. And I believe in you, Julian.
Is that from A Star Is Born?
No, it's from the press tour.
The promo.
Oh. Hey, do you like Christmas?
Uh-huh.
Do you like Christmas movies, good or bad?
Yeah.
Do you like podcasts?
Yes.
Do you want a podcast that reviews awesome Christmas movies that a lot of people think that are bad?
Yes!
Well, Ross, you're in this podcast.
Wait, what?
Yeah, you're co-hosting this podcast with me, Jackie.
Let's do it!
And we have special guests. It's called Most Wonderful Pod of the Year, brought to you by Campfire Media.
Oh, I love it.
So you can subscribe to it on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, I'm going right now. Here's my phone.
Merry Christmas. Let's ring in the holiday.
Campfire.